is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about sacred contracts, one of her many best.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Well, thank you to our studio audience.
Weedy, weedy.
And thank you also to our Facebookers who are watching on the Psychic Love Doctor show Facebook page there, James.
I'm always.
And, of course, to the News for the Soul followers and listeners that we have. Very happy to have you with us. Jimbo Baggins is riding shotgun with me as usual.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. He will be filling you in on some tips for calling and how to make the call even better. I am going to be here right now to tell you that I am using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards, as you heard in the introduction. This is the only physical tool that we need in order to conduct personal prophecy readings, as my grandmother taught it to me. Excuse me, we have allergies up to our eyeballs here. Excuse me. So, anyways, there will also be other tools that we use, choice and change. So as we sit here and I will lay out your cards, we're going to look down your path to the future. Now, the future itself is very fluid, and we actually create our own reality in so many ways as we are traveling that path. Now, if we see things on the path that we'd really like to, you know, kind of have hit the road, so to speak, we can choose to make that happen. And if there are things that are going to bring us great joy, a lot of love, happiness, and contentment, well, we can embrace them, and that's a choice, too. So with that said, I'm now going to turn this over to, ta-da, Mr. Jimbo.
All right, 646-595-4274. That's the number to call or Skype in. When you call in, you'll get automated messages saying, stand by. Basically, you're going on hold, but you can listen to the show, and that is a true statement. If you hear the show, everything's working perfectly. If for some reason you get dropped because of this weird electronic world we have, call right back in. Doesn't mean permanently nobody likes you. It just means there's an electronic hiccup. Call back in.
Nobody likes you?
Yeah, it doesn't mean that. Oh, I don't like that number. I'm hanging up on it. No. Just it's an electronic snafu. Call back in. When we take your call, go live. Please get rid of that damn speakerphone. It's terrible.
It's really hard for us to hear
you. And even the Bluetooth
you.
Is kind of bad because it's almost like a speakerphone.
Yeah.
But understand safety laws, they take precedence. We don't want you hitting a telephone pole or getting a ticket. Okay. But things you can do, even if you have to do that, is background noises, no matter what kind of call you're doing. Get rid of the background noises. Minimize. Get rid of them if you can. Stop multitasking. Don't run around. what else is there that's really important?
Disclaimer.
No, about that. About comms woman.
Okay.
Good Lord Jesus. No.
Well, we don't have... Oh, that's right. Never mind.
I was talking about the quality. Anyway, there was something else about the quality that would improve it, but it must not have been important. Bottom line is, we'll work with you if you have background noises, but it might just make the call last like a week, you know, way longer than normal. Oh, shoot. And I do want to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. And I'd also like to let everybody know that if you're international, let us know. We'll give you a shout out if you're a caller.
That's right.
Or a viewer on Facebook. And one thing I want to let you know is at the end of your reading with Deborah, that will signify that we're going to give you a one-card angel card reading before we say goodbye to you. And that means your reading with her is over. There's
That's right.
No ask another question, ask another question, ask another question. We can't do that because we have callers behind you. I mean, the longer we keep taking extra questions, somebody's going to get screwed at the
end. In a private session with me, you can ask all the questions you want, and we would repeatedly lay the cards down.
Yeah,
for
right.
brevity during the show, we use one layout.
Yep.
And one question.
One question, and sometimes it you could have two quick ones because they're kind of related. If you,
yeah.
As long as you say them together, don't wait till the end of the reading to start coming up with more questions. That's a no-do.
That's true.
It's a negative ghostwriter. So I think on that note, let's get her done. Let's go take our first caller, area code 480, which I believe is in the state of Arizona. 480, welcome to the show.
Hi, Arizona. Welcome to the show. What is your first name?
Thank you.
Oh, we've got not a
Uh-oh,
good...
we got some chop-chop.
Yeah, we don't have a good connection. Hello?
Marilyn?
There you are.
There we go. We've got a good connection.
There's Marilyn.
Thank you.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you doing?
Pretty good, thanks. How about you guys?
Oh, yeah, we're just getting rolling.
Rocking and rolling.
Tell us, are you new to the show, or have I heard from you before?
I don't think you've heard from me before, no.
Then we want to welcome
you. I've
called
into the show before.
Okay. Well.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah. Well, welcome, and you are our very first caller.
Sure. Give us a little info on what would you like to know.
Yes. Tell us about your situation.
Well, I was widowed about a year ago.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was ugly.
I'm sure it was.
It was COVID, so it was really ugly.
No.
That's even uglier.
Oh,
yeah.
My heart goes out to you, Marilyn. I lost my husband 4 years ago this October, and we knew he was declining from cancer, but to lose somebody to COVID, that's really...
Life is precious,
yeah.
And it's very cliche, but true.
We're so sorry.
So you always wonder how it'll end, but didn't see
right.
that coming.
How and when, you just don't know.
So
exactly.
Please tell us what we can help you
yeah,
with.
Yeah, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, I just wondered if, you know, what my future was going to bring in the relationship department or...
Yeah, very good.
Okay, that's a very good question.
Very good question and very well put. You gave a little bit of info, too, so that's going
to
help.
Yeah, and everybody out there, let's always remember, when it comes to grief, everyone grieves differently. Some people, like for me, I'm still caught up in great pain. Others, they have a mastery with their emotions, I feel, where they are able to process. And I think the older we get, it might be just a little bit easier, you know, than losing somebody who's...
Hard to say, but everybody's
hard.
Different. You know, nobody should think that there is a pattern they have to follow.
All right. Now, for Marilyn and for all of you, when you call in, I'm using a 24-card layout rather than just a random draw of a few cards. I prefer to use my standard layout that I would also use in a private session with you. And those of you who are on Facebook can see
the
reading as I'm putting it down.
You can see a good chunk of it. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
All right. One moment, Marilyn, as I'm laying out your cards.
Cards are going down. Now, do you in the relationship world have any things that look might be transpiring? Anything in development?
Is there anyone you know that may tickle your fantasy a little bit?
Well, I don't know about tickling my fancy so much, but there's a couple of people that are you know, in my world that, you know, could be a possibility.
Okay, well, that's, you got to have possibilities, you know, that's where it starts.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's where it starts. They typically don't just fall out of the sky.
No, but I'll tell you, you're exactly right. In fact, I think there's more than a couple.
Well, it's a couple that she knows of right now.
That's right. And remember, we are projecting into the future as well as coping with the present in readings. So I'm seeing one, two, three. You've got four eligible contestants for Marilyn's heart.
Choices are good.
Yeah, that's actually quite good. And you come through in your reading as a very lovely, very sharp, funny lady. I mean, you've got a lot of personality. You really do. And I see that you attract people, which indicates to me that you have a lot of charisma to go with that personality. So looking at what your prospects are, I am seeing, well, I'm going to start farthest out and work in. You have, there's one here that misses you. I think it's from quite some time ago. That has met you, and I feel that the two of you have drifted apart. He's come through as a social contact, someone you've known in the past that I don't think you've seen in a while. But, you know, it's funny. When we do these readings so often, because the cards do have a vibration, it doesn't take long before suddenly we are bumping into somebody we haven't heard from or seen for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I see this gentleman here. He's very very much like the Leo of the Zodiac, somewhat younger than you and very full of life. I think when you hear from him, you'll actually be delighted to know that he misses you. There's another one here. This is a person that is taking on the look to me of somebody who deals with the law, that or deals with medicine, that it is definitely a characteristic of the suit of clubs for these people to weigh options. They tend to be very good at deciphering right and wrong, black and white, maybe not so emotionally inclined, but they can be very beneficial to have as friends. I would advise, though, see, you're, this being a first reading like this, I have to build a connection to you intuitively. And with this particular gentleman, I would say, watch out. He's a little slippery. You know what that
slick.
Yeah, he's slippery.
Slick Willy.
And so you don't want to fall under his spell, because I don't think he can be true.
It's a magic
movie. Yeah. Cops and, often are.
Yes. So
if it's a cop.
Yes, you're right. Then there's another one down here under sure to come true.
Uh-oh.
This is a man who is going to present himself definitely as a friend first. And boy, I'll tell you, as a widow, we can't have enough friends. You know, grief is isolating enough. So this guy here, he's under the suit of clubs, which tells me he's very artistic. Say maybe a musician, writer, painter, something along those lines. He would be characterized by the sign Aquarius. And this man is, you know, platonic love is still a form of love. And for those of us that are beyond the, I'm trying to be a classy here, those of us that aren't breeding anymore, friendship is the best foundation there is for a lasting relationship, especially later in life. You know, the young people, well, all they think about is that tingle. And the thing is, there is a point where you got to get up and actually talk to each other. So this will be somebody you are really going to care for. Just hold on. We've got one more. Now, the one that I see is coming into your life very, very soon. But the clubs, the King of Clubs, he'll be coming. He's under sure to come true in all these years that I've been reading cards. I have yet to see something that was perceived in this designation not coming true at one point or another. All right, the one that I see that is matched with you is, he's a character. He has a lot of spunk. He loves to travel. He's always like forward thinking where the future is concerned. And I could see the two of you hitting it off beautifully. So that will be coming first into your life. And looks to me like you're going to click. So it would be very good for you to be conscious of those who are around you. Smile, have eye contact, and let people approach you. I think you're going to find you could end up with quite a full, we'll call it your dance card. So you could have many men that want to entertain you, Marilyn. Yes. And now,
stand by for your angel card reading before we say goodbye.
That's right.
Subject is sensitivity, Archangel Hanael. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
I think that's beautiful. I really do. So, Marilyn, please call us again.
I'm glad you got through.
Yes, and the more readings you get, the more clarity we're able to bring to the your reading. And
just any of your questions.
Yeah, there you go.
And they don't all have to be love.
It does not always have to be love.
But it's whatever you like. Just no gambling questions.
I'm not good with the odds.
And the mob would hunt us down. And
I don't need the mafia looking for me.
Yeah,
so.
No, they'd make us work for them.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm a hypnotist, so I get asked those questions all the time, too.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, well, there you go. You say no, no, no. All right, well, have a good one.
Got to tell you, Marilyn, I am highly susceptible to suggestions.
Are you?
When I've tried,
cool.
Yes. When I've tried to take a class, as I'm watching, I am actually going into a hypnotic state. And I eventually, I'll find my head right on the desk. So, yeah, I love hypnosis. Love it. So take care, darling.
Cool.
Call us again. It's wonderful to talk to you.
Absolutely. Have a good one. And please call again.
Yes.
Again in the game.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you much.
Oh, yes.
All
what right. A nice lady.
Sure. Let's pick it up. And let's go to area code 424, which is West Coast. We're going to California, 424.
Hi, California. Please tell us your first name. Hello? California.
California. Sometimes people go,
Hi, this is Eve. Hi.
Well, hi,
there
Eve.
She is.
No,
nice.
We have talked to you before, right?
Yes, you have. Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's groovy.
How are you?
Anything. I am fine. I'm fine. Thank you. And I hope you are fine as well.
Yes, we've had COVID. Twice, and we don't want to see that bug again. Yes.
That's terrible. Twice is a charm.
I think so, or hope so, anyway. And what are you looking for in your reading?
Oh, now today's the employment.
Employment.
Oh,
the job world.
Are you unemployed at the moment?
I am looking for something, that's substantial.
Okay.
And,
okay. Yep. Something that will actually pay the bills. Gotcha.
Yeah.
City might get a job, but doesn't mean it's going to pay your bills, depending on the job.
Well, and also with inflation and all of this, it's really taking a hit. People's, pocketbooks are really taking a hit from all
Definitely.
Of this. And you know what is odd? Is so many people don't want to work. So it's kind of like a wide open landscape in many respects.
So people are getting pickier.
Yeah,
it seems
it sure
obviously
is.
You have to
it
work.
Sure is.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got to do something to get money. So.
Well, and you're in California, correct, out there? So you're in California. Yeah.
Right now, I'm in New York, so it's kind of a different landscape.
Oh, yes.
Wow, but your area code is 424, correct?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, that's coast to coast. She's coast to coast, isn't she?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty. That is a different landscape going from.
It is.
California to the Northeast.
And I read just today that in New York City,
rents
are climbing to such an extent that a two-bedroom, you know, pretty decent apartment could go for $10,000 a month. Now,
yeah,
without...
they're making it look like California, that's why.
Yeah.
So
well,
they want to have that aspect of it, the beauty and the space. And so they're expanding, but they have to charge more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay, what do you got, Deb?
For you, I feel that you are going to fall right into a sweet spot as a substantial career move, really. And it's it's a highly competitive field, but you've got what it takes. It's right here. Two of Hearts, that card is my favorite, personally, because it's all about self-fulfillment, success, personal satisfaction. You know, it's a card that means, hey, I took a risk and I've landed on my feet in a big way. So it's just going to be a little frustrating, a little bit longer for you to actually land what will, I believe, become a career choice for life. I mean, for as long as you care to work. And lots of dinero.
Gotta love the
lots of the green stuff.
Show
yeah.
me the green stuff. Show me the money.
Yep, you will like that.
Money is good.
You'll be mixing and mingling and networking with some high-powered people is what I'm hearing. So, you know, hey, manifest. Go the limit. Reach for the stars, and you'll at least get the moon. Maybe something else. Yeah.
Wasn't that the Air Force's old saying, aim high?
Yes, aim high.
Aim high.
And you have a very... Well, you're very intuitive yourself, and I think you're an excellent manifester. So use that to your advantage. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, wouldn't be surprised the next time we talk, you will be telling us all about your new career move. So Jimbo here.
Stand by for an angel card reading
Thank you so much.
Angel card reading real quick. Crystal clear intentions. Archangel Michael. Be clear about what you desire and focus upon it with unwavering faith.
Boy, Michael, I'll tell you. Yeah, he's a big dog in the archangel world.
Yeah, so, I mean, and basically, kind of, it was kind of like, it was basically similar when you said manifest.
Yeah.
Where he said focus on it with unwavering faith.
And then you want to see what happens.
So in other words, it means, which is the same as manifest, it means believe, have faith in what you want. That's what you said. Yeah, unwavering
definitely.
Faith. It's really hard to do.
And believe that you deserve it. That's a big part of it, too. Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Good luck
Kudos
to you.
Kudos to both of you.
Oh,
my goodness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We just
Thanks
love what
so
we
much.
Do. So we're
oh,
very
goodness.
Happy to hear from you. Now, don't be a stranger.
All the best to you.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for
calling. Oh, my goodness. Stay strong and healthy.
Thank you, and you too.
We shall do our best.
Yes, we shall.
All right, thank you so much. There's a lot of electronic voodoo going on out there, but we got another caller, and we're going to take that caller. So if you get dropped, folks, call back.
Yeah, turn around, come right back.
The world we live in, with computers running everything, they suck sometimes, you know.
Well,
I mean, when you think about the old days, everything was hardwired, which kind of was a pain in the ass. Unless a tree took down a wire, you pretty much were getting through.
Well, I
you know?
Also think we take for granted what a blessing all of these things are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember being a little girl and getting on an airplane was cool because nobody hardly ever did it. But also making a long-distance call was quite an operation. You know, you had to get the operator. And
back when you couldn't do it manually yourself.
And now look at us. We are just technological giants.
And with this bad boy, you don't have to pay any long-distance fees as long as you stay domestic.
Phone, exactly.
Boy, it used to get ugly back in the day.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
All right.
Take us away.
All right. Let's see here. We got some calls came in and dropped. But we got Nancy is on Facebook Live. And she gave me her question, and I'll go back up and read it real quick. I scrolled back too fast for my own good. I
wonder where Nancy's from.
Well, let me find her first.
Okay. In the meantime, we will sit here and wait.
What's wrong with me?
And please, anybody, if you're out there listening, you're only a newcomer once. So give us a call.
Her question's gone.
Oh.
Wonder if she removed it because it would have been there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see. Nancy is in Saskatchewan.
Oh boy, Canada!
And we had, we had a caller getting ready to that we were going to get ready to take that was in Alberta.
Oh right, Canada. We hear a lot from Canada.
We do. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know you're international technically, but you're kind of not.
Well,
we're all
they
the same
are
land.
Our cousins to
yeah,
the
yeah.
north.
We are brethren of the same continent.
And I haven't met nicer people. Seriously, I'm not being, a Canada kisser. But really, you folks up there in Canada are awesome.
They're a country with places that they're not.
Oh, well, I've never been to one.
How many places in Canada have you been to?
Well, I will have to...
All northern Minnesota areas, right? Ontario?
Ontario. Thunder Bay. Yep.
Right.
Winnipeg.
I'm just saying. There are places like that French side there.
Toronto and...
Toronto's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go?
I didn't, but I've heard a lot of things about it. I never did. I was close. I mean, I was there in Buffalo. I could have probably done a little hop, skip, and a jump in there.
Are we waiting for callers?
We are, but and Nancy was here, but since... Hey, Nancy.
Okay.
This was your opportunity. It made me slip by. So I'm gonna go to email readings we got.
All right. That sounds good.
Janet in Sedona...
Oh, Sedona, Arizona. Arizona.
Oh, okay. Wants to know if her soulmate is coming soon.
Well, my first question is, which one?
No, she's
we
an
get lots of soulmates.
Yeah, well, she's an email person. So.
Okay, that's right.
So there'll be no comms here.
But people often equate it just with love, like romantic love. But there are so many others. We can have a soulmate that comes to challenge us, others that come to inspire us. Then there can be those that comfort us. I mean, there's a heck of a lot of soulmates, but I have a feeling she is thinking in terms of love. So here we go.
I would think that is 99.9% when people use that phrase. They're not looking for a best buddy for life. It might be, but they're not going they're not going to the cards over it.
Like we were telling Marilyn, I think earlier, who called.
Right.
The best foundation you're ever going to find is friendship.
But then there's the flip side of the friend zone.
Oh, well, that's platonic
I'm just
love.
Saying. People that are looking for soulmates are probably, we know that it has multiple meanings, but we know what they're really looking for.
Well.
They're not looking for platonic friend zone people.
You sound like Steve Harvey on TikTok. I saw one just this past weekend where he was saying, come on, guys, let's admit it. He said, we're never really friends with women.
Average person isn't, that's not 90.
They're waiting for an opening.
Yeah,
if
somebody's...
Is what he said.
Somebody that's average and normal.
And he admitted in his marriage, which he is so happy in, he said, I don't have any female friends. My wife is my female friend.
Yeah. And plus it's your he can have some acquaintances, I'm sure, because he's in a business. So he knows a lot of females because he's in show business.
Well, remember,
but he doesn't consider them friends.
But
acquaintances are not friends.
Yeah, that's right. And remember in the movie when Harry met Sally?
Oh, good Lord.
What did that guy say on the airplane?
I don't know.
She said, Meg Ryan said, paraphrasing here, so you're telling me that basically men are incapable of being friends with women? And he said, yeah. And we are incapable. And she said something to the effect of, what about the unattractive ones? And he said, we pretty much want to nail them too. And I thought, you guys.
I don't know about that.
Where's the
I don't know about that last statement. I don't know about that last statement. No.
Yeah.
He should have rephrased that. He should have said, they're friends, but we want more is what he should have said. If they don't get more, he's still going to stay friends. You're not going to unfriend them. I've been friends with this chick for 1 year and I didn't get any pooner. done being friends. Jim. No.
Jim, you're going out around the globe.
I'm just saying, when he says that statement about the hairy thing, when he says we don't have female friends, you do, but he wants it to be more. But he's not going to unfriend her if it doesn't happen.
Steve Harvey says they're waiting for an opening, waiting for a crack to slide in. And that doesn't sound right either. All right. Well, please refresh me on this question.
It's very simple. She wants to know when her soulmate's coming. Do you see it coming soon? So simple, yet so difficult.
Actually, let's put it this way. You've got two more relationships coming, I believe, before you're going to get to that pinnacle soulmate. You
pretty common, right?
Yes. I think so, but a lot of times we don't want to hear about that.
No, of course not, especially when especially if somebody's in the middle of a smoking hot relationship. They think, I know that's the one. It's like, right now you think it is. Doesn't mean it is.
Yeah, that's the one with the high sexuality. And
and tickle, you're young and you know.
Tickle and you're short.
And it's your first relationship that took you over the top. You're like, wow, but you don't know better.
Yeah, well, it puts stars in your eyes.
And you know what? There's a reason they have divorce court, isn't there? Because 90% of the people that roll up that altar think that's the one.
Well, we hope it's the one, yeah. All right.
That's why divorce lawyers are rich.
Okay, let me tell her about her two.
Rich. Okay.
There's one soulmate here that is of a work-related situation. This is somebody that I feel she really clicks with. They have a meeting of minds, but it's a work relationship. So it's kind of like having a work husband or a work wife.
Yeah, I've always hated that terminology.
Yeah, you've never had one?
No.
Oh.
But I don't mean that like, oh my God, but I've heard people say that before. I'm like, shut up. And I know the guy that said it, he would have done more.
Please.
The chick wouldn't have. She just thought it was a good friend. And he's like, that's my work wife. I'm like, yeah, right.
All right, let's go to the second soulmate.
Holy, multiple soulmates,
this
Batman.
This one is one that the main purpose of this particular guy is to irritate the hell out of you. I know that doesn't seem right, but it's to help you find your voice and be able to very clearly and succinctly tell somebody how you feel.
Sure, look at some of the great military leaders. They had to go to boot camp where they were belittled and they went through hell and stuff, but it built their character.
And
taught them life lessons.
So this is kind of a basic training drill
instructor.
You're
going to learn when you meet the wrong person, but you don't know it right away, you learn a little bit about yourself and hopefully you get smarter and stronger.
Because we do learn and grow from our relationships.
Everybody, we're humans. We make mistakes. That's what we do.
But the one I see for you... he's going to move very close to where you live. And I see him first starting out as this waving neighbor. Hey there, hi. How you doing today? That kind of thing. And then it's going to gravitate into him wanting to ask you a question. I have a question. Does it matter what kind of basil I put into my spaghetti sauce, my pasta sauce, because I see there's Thai basil and there's regular basil. And this is often a ploy that people will use to get to know other people better. So he probably, you know, has a background of an accomplished chef, but he just wants to get to know her. And I do feel you will end up literally spending more time at his place than you will at your own. Because that's how great this is going to be. But you're going to have to wait in, what's that word we don't like? The P word. Patience.
Intercard reading. Subject, patience.
Oh, no.
Archangel Jophiel, your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you realize still. They need nurturing and patience.
I honestly, when I said that, had not seen the card that he had drawn.
Once in a while, I'll show it to her, but usually she's done when I do.
Right.
Well, thank you so much.
We all could learn a lot from patience.
And I sure hope that she looks at the archives on the Blog Talk, downloads it later and get a reading, or could be a Facebooker and do both. You have options. All right. Let's get back to the phone line.
All righty.
We're going to go to area code 631, which is up in the great state of New York. 631.
Hello, New York.
Hi, guys. It's Fran. How are you?
Well, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm a little stressed out, but that's not unusual.
Sorry.
I'm in the process of cleaning up. It's of course a big task. The boyfriend, it's a huge task, not big, it's huge. You could say monumental.
Okay.
Let's not go too far. In any case, I'm doing that as best I can. And you know, maybe I'm not concentrating in the right areas. He's driving me out of my mind. I want to push him out a window. I'm not going to, but I want to. I want to throw a glass of water on him. You know, it's like, you know.
Darling, so many of us around the world can relate to you right now. I can actually hear those heads nodding.
If he happens to be standing by an open window, make sure you move away.
Yes.
The thing is, it wouldn't hurt him enough. God forgive me. We're not high enough up. That way, I'd end up taking care of him.
Yes, there you go. And let me ask you, is he helping with this cleaning up, or is he a hindrance?
No, because he has his own issues with stuff. I mean, you know, he's got like shirts from the 1970s, clothing that, you know. So it's like, but he's more organized than I am. So is he helping in his way on his stuff? Yes. In my, if with mine, he would just throw everything out, and my son's already did that to me. So that's not going to happen.
The answer is no. So is he a junior hoarder? Does he hang on to things?
He has a lot of stuff. Yeah, he hangs on to things. He had papers from when he was in college. He's just 72 years old.
Oh, so he's sentimental, too. He's sentimental.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But you know what? Sometimes our sentimentality can force us to where we might have to move because we can't manage to move around with all the stuff around us.
This man will never move from this apartment. He has been here for 47 years, and he'll die here. He won't come to Florida. He wouldn't buy a house. He will not move.
Oh, look at all the life he's missing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm moving.
Well, what is your question for me, darling?
What is my question? I don't know. What is my question? Am I going to lose it? I'm supposed to go to Florida on the 20th,
yes.
From the 20th to the 28th. I told him. He doesn't remember me telling him. Do you think, my mom thinking, I should maybe not go and I should just concentrate on doing everything that I can possibly do here, or not everything, but get it really, you know, and that's going to be months. We're not talking. Should I go to Florida and take that break, or should I just, I kind of think I need to go and take that break, or I really think something's going to break.
Oh, well, is he going to be okay by himself? You know,
yeah, he'll be by himself, yeah.
He'll survive.
I hope so.
Well, here's a good tip for everybody that's trying to do that decluttering of your home and cleaning everything up. Think of the whole big task as a great big salami and just cut sections off. Nobody sits down and eats a whole salami.
Unless you're...
Are you sure?
I think they would get sick to their stomach.
Yeah, I know, unless you're some kind of professional foodie.
Right.
Yeah, the typical person, you know.
So little bit by little bit.
Because that's why nobody does anything. Because they look, they open the door and they go, holy crap.
You're overwhelmed. You become overwhelmed.
You look at it and you kick it down the road. Yeah, I'll look at this next week when I got more time.
I got to tell you, he's hoping, intuitively I'm seeing, he's hoping that you will stay behind. But I feel that you need to go. because you are full of life and you're, you know, flamboyant and exuberant, all these great words. And you can't just sit, you know, sit and collect dust like he.
That's right, Deb. I can't do it anymore. I've been with him 12 years. Nothing is going to change. It is what it is, and I can't live that. I've told him, I love you, but I cannot live the rest of my life this way. I cannot do it.
Well, I'll tell you, if he had a little competition, I think his mindset would be different. So what I'm saying is, I think he would give in if you set this up right. Jim, you're not going to like this, but shh.
Well, I'm not going to shh.
Here's what I would do. I would tell him, you've been to this floor in Florida before, correct? This isn't a first trip.
This is the second
time. Oh, and there's a couple of really charming guys there that I have such great conversation. We play some cards or make it sound very warm and friendly, and he's going to be like, uh-huh, right. Maybe I
know.
Oh, that's a Hail Mary.
Well, it is.
Because he might say, all right.
That's a Hail Mary. He doesn't want to lose me, but he's going to, and it's been coming for years, and I've been saying I can't, and now it's to the point where I see enough, you know, I've tried to live his life. Yeah. I can't do it. I cannot do it. I do not want to have a partner that I can't go places with, who won't go places with me. He's got PTSD, he only sees a counselor once a month. He's not into counseling. I said, look, maybe we could try counseling. He went once. He said, okay, well, I went. Okay, there's your mindset.
Boy, yep, they fixed him right up in one session, right? I'm wondering if he might be a little agoraphobic about being away from...
Well, he is a little ago. Yeah. Well, he doesn't know how he's going to react in public sometimes. So he it's a lot to ask. I can't give up my life. It's not a decision I've made easily, and I am concerned for his welfare when I'm not here, and I am going.
Well, I think you should too. I support you in that decision. And you can try little teasing little games, or you can also just be blunt. But if he knew that you were going to be running around Florida without any panties on or, you know.
Commando.
You'd be amazed what it does.
Hey,
to a
I've gone commando, and I like it.
Go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, we're going to do your ta-da.
Before you leave, stand by for your angel card reading.
And P.S.
Okay.
You do have a lot of male admirers. You really do. So he should step up. All right. Read for her.
I wish you would.
All right.
Subject, compassion, Archangel Zedkiel. Soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So that's a lot to think about, because that's kind of very foggy on what that said.
It was, right.
Well, it really comes down to, do I hurt him again? Because I was with him when that was very young, and it didn't work out because he was not aggressive enough. Now, he's pretty aggressive in terms of where he wasn't, but I have to do what's right for both of us, but you know, I'll call back next Monday, guys. Thank you so much. Is Veronica okay?
Yes, she's just fine. She's taking care of some of her own business matters.
Yeah, she's
okay,
lined up some other stuff. So there's.
We'll get
all
her back.
Right. That's all.
All right,
I need to know. Thank you. God bless. Thank you so much. Love you guys.
God bless you too. Love you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Oh, she is just amazing.
Okay, a call. The phone lines are hanky, but I have emails and I have Nancy's question here. She might not be here anymore. But
how'd you get her question?
I did that.
Oh, All right.
Question is it's about her son potentially being a father this year, and is the relationship going to, I'm sure, last is what I'm guessing. It got cut off.
Okay.
Is going to, she didn't finish typing, so.
Right.
But I think we know that last word was probably last. Fill in the blanks, right?
Yes. And, you know, after the show, I have the ability to go in there. And the names of people that have said something are highlighted. They're hyperlinks. That takes me to be able to send them a private message.
Well, sure. But, you know, the Facebook folks already know that you post. We post every single show. So they'll watch it. They'll go back and watch. They know. They are wise in their ways. Because, you know, they had to like and follow you, so they know. They see that we post. This is news for the soul. But we do, because this show gets so jammed, we do other shows, and we post every single one of them on Facebook. So
that's
the
true.
Facebook folks know that they can archive their reading if they have. Especially international folks sometimes will give us a question and hope they get it. And they'll go back and watch and see.
I wish Nancy was here, and I hope next time
you will join
us.
Yep.
It
is what it is.
She asked about the relationship,
yes.
If it's going to last.
We assume it's last. What else would it be?
Okay. I think the bride-to-be or the...
What? Is he going to be a father this year?
Yeah, but he's...
He didn't say there was a marriage.
Well,
he said relationship. I got you. Okay.
I'm just... Yeah.
Okay. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the girl, the mama-to-be...
Yeah, mama-song.
Yeah, she is going to become frustrated in this relationship. He's going to have to make sure he steps up. You know, a lot of men work hard to get you, and women too, because, you know, I don't want to seem all sexist in all. But a lot of times men will put a lot of effort in to get you, and then they sort of stretch out.
Because the honeymoon's over.
They think, well, I've got her now.
You're right. It's both parties. The honeymoon's over.
They have to stay busy.
Yep.
Because that marriage or that relationship...
Yep.
Has to thrive.
Right, and marriage, you know, that multiple definitions on that. Yep.
She's going to get restless and be frustrated. My sense is what I'm seeing here running like a movie is he's going to play dumb on certain things, like holding up the baby and saying, I don't know how to change the diaper, or I don't know how to feed the baby, you know, and they have to be willing to learn. Because
we didn't
know either.
Nobody borns it with a whole bunch of knowledge. You learn things.
You have to.
Yeah.
And I will say, Jim, having known you for over 30 years, that you were always very, you know, you were Johnny on the spot when it came to babies.
Usually you got to show me two or three times and that's it.
Yeah, you were pretty good at that.
Two or three times on anything. And that's usually it.
So give him a couple of pep talks about what it's going to, first of all, the relationship's going to transform naturally by becoming parents.
And it's her son. She can only influence, she can only do what she can do, offer advice, right?
Well, right. And don't push it, Grandma, because
no.
These young mothers, they don't like to be.
And even the son sometimes, they think I am now an adult, so I am wise and I know more than you.
And they'll go about something pertaining to parenting that they make so complicated when we as the elderlies, we have simple solutions, but nobody wants to hear them. So anyway, but I would say with his attitude, this woman here is not going to sit and be ignored or left to do all the work. And if he loves her, he's going to want to step up.
And if he doesn't, then it might not have been meant to be, right?
Exactly.
Let's face it. Not every relationship is meant to be, right?
Right.
And that's an understatement. It really is, you know. I mean, that's not the way the perfect world is, the Bible and everything, you know, but yeah, we know how that goes. Okie dokie. The harps are rocking and rolling, baby. All right. We'll see. I don't know exactly how this is going to relate, but the subject is prioritized. Now,
perfectly.
First of all, we got Nancy asking for somebody else's reading, so we don't know where this one's going to land. To her, to him, the kid. Archangel Metatron, focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated.
Which means you can't play on the PlayStation half the night.
It sounds like that would be for the son, like you said.
Yeah.
Yes. Or whatever else he's not being a mature partner about.
You can't run out and be with the boys and leave her sitting at home, especially if she's been at home all day.
Yep, and I feel bad if Nancy's not here and says, well, my son doesn't do all the things. Well, you know what? Your kids lie to you.
They do.
Yep, your kids lie to you, and some of the mothers out there think, my boy's an angel. So obviously it has to be that evil woman. They do. They do. Even though your kid could be a schmuck.
I don't know if that's a bad cuss.
That's not a bad cuss. Sure? Schmuck, yeah. Okay. Schmuck's okay. It may rhyme with some bad words, but the word schmuck itself is not a bad word. They say it on, I think I've heard it on cartoons.
Yeah, and you know, they're going to have to find a workable piece together. They're going to have to work it out.
If it's meant to be.
Yeah.
And you know what? Things that aren't meant to be, you can never make work, ever. You can make them last for a
absolutely
little longer than
true
they're supposed to, but eventually, that shit's going to go.
Yes, okay.
Oil and water don't mix. You can stir it all you want, but it's not going to mix. In case you didn't know that.
Thank you very much for that insight.
I mean, seriously, it's actually used a lot, that metaphor, oil and water.
Do you have anybody that will take us out at the end of the show?
We got 4 minutes, so I think we got to just reflect on what we've been talking about.
I think we could and should.
And it was actually, even though, you know what, you got to overcome obstacles in life. So we had obstacles. We had the electronic world giving us the shot to the ribs here tonight. But we worked on it. We had email readings. We had Facebook folks.
Yeah, and we got to appreciate what we've got. That's,
and we had callers. I mean, people were trying, but, you know, the electronic, just no prediction, you know. You're sitting at home. I don't know. You got cable, it goes out. Satellite goes out. Phones go out. I mean, everything goes out when
God,
it wants
God, what
to
are you going
to
do?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. There is that chemical dependency, or I should call it electronic dependency.
Oh, and let's finish with one little tip for everybody. If you live in a place that has a lot of bad weather, look on Amazon. You can find them other places, but I found them most reasonably priced on Amazon. Those light bulbs. Remember the ones that we use when
they're awesome as hell. What do we got? Hold you. We got a butt ton now ready to go.
Yeah, and what you do, explain about how you get them.
You charge them up. You run them for like 8 hours or so. Stick them in a box, and even they hold that charge for a long time.
They do.
And then, but if you know, like in the hurricane world, you know they're coming, so you can prepare. You know, like days and days. But even though a weird pop-up thunderstorm goes down, they come with a little screw-on lantern. You just push the button.
And it's a light bulb.
And you can hang it, or you put it in your lamp sockets, any socket on the house. It will come on when the power goes out.
Your neighbors will all be jealous, thinking, when did she get a generator?
Way better than a flashlight.
Huh? Way better.
Way better than a flashlight, yeah. It's really, they're really cool. They're LED.
Yeah.
So if you touch them, you're not going to smoke your hand off because they're not getting that kind of hot.
Yeah, look around. I'm not sure exactly what they're called. Maybe all-weather light bulbs.
Yeah, you could just put, like, emergency rechargeable light bulbs or something on Amazon.
Oh, it's the best thing that we ever bought.
And they're getting cheaper and cheaper because they're making more of them now, you know?
Yes.
The last set we bought was way cheaper than the first set.
Yeah, so just a recommendation.
It's cool. It's better than flashlights.
And
candles
so
are dangerous.
Yeah.
Yep. One little slip and you just burn your shit down now in the dark. And it's in the dark. Maybe you can't even call 911 because you got no communications. We don't know.
Oh, I never thought of that.
All right, we're done
with
a 1 minute warning, folks.
All right, we're going to end with Grandmama's favorite words. She always said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. I like that, and I hope you find some truth in that for you. So please join us. We're here Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, and we will look forward to seeing you. So take care, everybody. Big smoochie for y'all. Mwah! Bye-bye now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.